We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. I'm Matt McAllister. Emily's here as well.
Hi.
Hello, Emily. Slow Joe.
Yo.
Let's take a listen to Share Your Salary today. And by the way, we were a little bit of a bind yesterday in the airport. Slow Joe kind of half-cocked and wasted. Was like, by the way, we don't have anybody for tomorrow for Share Your Salary. Like, okay, we need to put it out to the people early.
That's right.
And paralegal Lizette stepped up to the plate from Olympia. So take a listen and we'll talk after.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that construction manager Paul is big pimp and making $105,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Lizette, who lives in Olympia proper. Good morning, Lizette. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for calling in, by the way, and doing Share Your Salary with us. It's kind of a big thing, telling everybody else how much you make, but it's about time we figured this out before we go all in on a new career. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you're a paralegal, and that's exciting. What we're going to do, Lizette, we're going to put a minute on the clock right now. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a three-minute song, gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody.
Sounds good.
And then we'll congratulate Emily yet again for winning. All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Big winner over there. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, go.
Are you working for a local law firm?
Yes.
What is your favorite television show or movie about lawyers, Lizette?
Ooh, I actually don't have one.
Oh.
How many lawyers do you work for?
Three.
Are you also going to law school right now?
No.
How long have you been doing this?
13 years.
Oh, so you don't plan on going to law school?
No.
How many other paralegals are at this office?
Firm?
Yeah.
One other paralegal.
What kind of pen do you prefer?
Oh, I'm actually not picky. Don't have a preference.
Do you have your own office?
I do.
How often do you collate copies?
Every day.
Are you paid hourly or salary?
Hourly.
All right, as somebody who probably sends out a lot of email, do you actually know what CC stands for?
Yes.
Do you have your own assistant?
No.
Where do you buy your work clothes?
Ooh, Ross.
How much vacation time?
I'm sorry, Emily. That is going to be all the time we have. Lizette, great job. So quick on the answers. My goodness, we can see why you're a legal. All right, Morning Wolfpack, if you could help us out, 46150 is the number to text in your guests right now. What do you think Lizette and Olympia is making as a paralegal? Text it right now and tell you what. We're going to find out next in 3 minutes when Lizette shares her salary right after this song.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us this morning, Lizette. She lives in Olympia. She is a paralegal. Emily, what else did we just learn? Let's sum this up.
So she's been doing this for 13 years. She's not going to law school, nor has any plans to do so. There are three lawyers in her office, only one other paralegal in her firm, I guess you would say is the correct word. And she buys her clothes at Ross.
Yeah, come on. Did you see that Tom Cruise movie?
Ooh. I know. I just couldn't think of the word.
I know. I feel you. All right, Emily. You're always the winner, so you got to go first.
Because you've been doing this 13 years, and it seems to be a small law firm, I'm going to go with an even 50.
All right. Using a text here like I always do, and I'm thinking like Kayla in Yelm. You know, longevity is valuable. And I think Kayla's feeling like I'm feeling. 13 years, yeah, maybe no law school or whatever, a small firm, but you've been there a long time. You get a little raise every now and again. 65, says Kayla in Yelm, and I like it. I like the text. Slow Joe.
I'm with you and Kayla, but I think she's got her own office, so I'm going 72.
Okay, all right. So our guess is, not that it really matters, it's our little in-studio game, 50, 65, and 72. Lizette, it is time to end the guesswork and tell everybody how much money you make every year. It is time to share your salary. Lizette, what is the number?
I earn 56,000.
You know, I just never get tired of Emily winning this game. It is the best part of it, of all of it. So, Lizette, why no law school? You just enjoy being a paralegal?
I love it. I enjoy it. I make the lawyer look great, and I enjoy doing that.
Well, you're like Slow Joe. You know, as a producer of a radio show, your job is to make the host or hosts look good. And that's what you do. You take a great joy, like sitting back and watching them shine.
Exactly.
What kind of law do you guys work in primarily?
Personal injury.
You know, it's funny. I guess the reason I asked you about that is because I used to watch that show Suits all the time when Meghan Markle was on. And it's funny, if you were a paralegal, you were akin to dirt. Like, they just love bossing around the paralegals, and they get them right out of Harvard, so they think they're smart, and they're like, go make me 500 copies, and then get my coffee and my dry cleaning, you peasant.
Nothing like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that was a pretty cheesy show anyway. All right, Lizette, listen, we love you. Thanks so much for being a part of the Morning Wolf Pack and for sharing your salary, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
And God bless paralegal Lizette for calling in with her chippery, fiery spirit and saving our butt.
She was great.
She was great. And I noticed a lot of phones ringing for Share Your Salaries because we were sort of tapped out. I mean, I think we forgot about it when we were in Nashville.
Well, you know, we had other things to do.
We had other things to do.
Yeah, we did get quite a few. The hardest part for me when we get a bunch like that is getting people to hang on for the whole duration. So I think I had about 6 people on hold. I got 3 of them to hold on while I got everybody else's information. Yeah, it's just one of those things. We do have Sergio. He's a facilities specialist tomorrow.
Wait. That could be anything.
I know.
Facilities specialist.
I had to dig a little deeper, but that's his job title, so he wanted to make sure that was clear.
Would that be a maintenance man, a.k.a. like what we used to call a janitor?
Sort of, but it's for a very specific industry.
You know what I think would be a fun conversation one time is to get people to call in with their confusing job title and try to figure out.
We've done that before.
They do.
And it was great.
For sure.
We should do it again.
Yes. It's always fun.
Let me put that on those
schedules
for another time.
While you're doing that, so he works for, he works specifically on restaurant equipment. So he services equipment in restaurants and through whatever, I'm assuming his company provides said equipment and then he goes around servicing them on site. We also got, so here's another interesting one, and I'm torn, and you guys can maybe help me with this. I know where I want to go, but that's me. So we got Brandon, who also called in. He's going to be on the air with us on Wednesday. And he said he has 2 jobs. One of them is a concrete presser. So definitely something in the, you know, in the
trade,
a portion of the construction industry we haven't specifically talked to yet. But his other job is he's a professional esports gamer.
Yeah. I want to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I said. I'm like, dude, they're both interesting. And I want to know both, but.
Can we do them twice? Can we do them Wednesday and Thursday?
I don't see why not.
I mean, should I feel bad that I'm not that interested in concrete pressing?
Well,
I feel like we get a lot of that kind of stuff.
We've certainly had, you know, masons on and stuff like that. So I don't know. My decision was pretty instant, and it sounds like you guys kind of agree. So we'll go with the professional gamer. And he plays one specific game, which is kind of a thing nowadays.
Yeah, and remember we did the story about a kid, there were a bunch of kids, and how much money they won at the gaming. It was one particular game championship?
Yeah, it was probably either Fortnite or League of Legends. Those are like the really big ones where they have these events. Like the League of Legends tournament just happened, and it's big. They had more people there than attend the Super Bowl, and they had a halftime show with major artists and stuff like that. It wasn't called the halftime show, but whatever, you know, show to kick it off. And there's literally like $20 million, I think, available.
Did we talk on air, or was it something I read about the kid who cheated and got banned for life from the game?
We didn't talk about it on the air, but that's a Fortnite kid.
Yeah.
So, some Fortnite millionaire who still lives with his mom. He got caught cheating, so he's banned for life from
Fortnite. I hate our world.
And other gamers are like, oh, so other people have been cheating, and they're just banned for 2 days. Like, people are rallying around him, and he's like crying, and I'm sorry. But he's sorry he got caught. He's not sorry he cheated.
Of course not.
It's so interesting. I mean, and fantasy football is now a bigger thing than the football game.
Yeah.
The leagues, the money, the betting, all that stuff.
Weird time to be alive.
Well, we're not going to lie to you. I know we haven't actually had a podcast for a couple days, but I think we're sort of running on fumes here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to prolong this any longer than we need to.
Awesome.
I know there's lots of naps on everybody's schedules, you know, these kinds of things. But again, if you ever want to share your salary, just send Joe an email, slowjoe@joe@seattlewolf.com. We are still actually waiting for anybody to do that.
Can I put out a request for one specific? Because I'm pretty sure we haven't had an actual flight attendant.
Oh, Yeah, yeah. I think you're right.
We've had people that work in a lot of different aerospace ways and even airport employees, but based on the conversation we had this morning about flight attendants and America or whatever, Alaska Airlines, and based on the fact that we were just flying, I would love, because they get some perks, like the travel perks, but I want to know if it's worth it.
Everybody I know that has worked for an airline does it because they want to travel.
Yeah, but I just want to know how much they're pulling in.
I'd be curious that. I don't know. If I just had to guess, I wouldn't guess a lot, but then again, I never win, so what the hell do I know?
Right.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So, all right. And Emily, I appreciate you. That's a tall order, considering nobody has emailed ever from this podcast to be even on the air. I love that you're getting specific.
Well,
you know, if you don't ask, you don't get.
That's right.
That's called a call to action.
That's right.
So, Joe at SeattleWolf.com, you guys have a great weekend. We love you, and we will see you back with more energy on Monday.
Yay!
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9
on 100.7 The Wolf.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.